USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prosecutors have dropped all the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett spoke outside the Chicago courtroom after the emergency hearing was held in Chicago.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I have been accused of.
Meanwhile, Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the case should have went to trial.
A grand jury indicted this individual based on only a piece of the evidence that the police had collected in that period of time. So a grand jury actually brought the charges.
President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his border emergency declaration will stand. The House failed today to come up with the two-thirds majority needed to override the veto. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting that a rocket fired from Gaza lands in Israel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
House Republicans are pushing Democrats to stop their investigations of President Trump. Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill today, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says enough is enough. It's time to end all this.
There was over $20 million of taxpayer money that was spent on this investigation. And it completely vindicates President Trump.
Some Democrats are also holding out hope of possible obstruction of justice charges against President Trump as well. The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
In a speech to the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned the rise of anti-Semitism around the world. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
Republicans are stepping up calls for House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to resign or give up his House committee post for repeatedly pushing claims of collusion between President Trump's 2016 campaign and Russian operatives. Donald Trump Jr. is one of those who believes the California Democrat and Schiff should be shown the door.
You got the leader of the tinfoil hat brigade, Adam Schiff, out there every day talking about the evidence of collusion that he's seen. He's flagrantly lying to the American people. He's doing it every day on national television. When you're on that side and you have the media carrying your water for you, you can say whatever you want. When you're on our side, even when you're right, even when you're proven so, there's a level of culpability. There are repercussions for being a conservative.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.